Random House Audio presents Roosevelt's Centurions, FDR and the Commanders He Led to Victory in World War II, by Joseph E. Persico. Read for you by Dan Warren. Preface. Wars are different now, but the human factors and forces at the highest levels change little. The story of Franklin Roosevelt and his top military command sheds light on the perennial issues that confront America when we are challenged. How should we fight our foes? Where and when? At what price? Who decides the wisest course when the best minds disagree? Who should be our allies? And what do we fight for? FDR answered the final question in his last testament. On Wednesday, April 11, 1945, the day before he died, Franklin Roosevelt was at work on a Jefferson Day speech. "Today, we are part of the vast Allied force, a force composed of flesh and blood and steel and spirit, which is today destroying the makers of war, the breeders of hate in Europe and in Asia." But FDR always looked ahead. He was a man of the future, and the world to come was on his mind. "Today, science has brought all the different quarters of the globe so close together that it is impossible to isolate them one from another," he wrote, accurately predicting the emergence of the global civilization that has become the reality of the 21st century. The leaders he chose to fight for his ideals seem distant now, either Olympian, Eisenhower, MacArthur, Patton, or dimmed by time, Marshall, Arnold, King.